The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is paid for by Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, who is solely responsible for its content. Portions transcribed.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Good morning. Welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with Pat Zavanni, my husband, fellow realtor. How are you today, Pat?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Very good. Thank you. We have with us Andrew Planey and Sean Jennings, partners in Scranton Cleanouts again. How are you?
Well, thank you.
Hello. Doing well. Thanks.
Thanks for being here with us, guys. We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m., Sunday at 11:30 a.m., where we review many real estate topics. We have an exceptional real estate office with many relentless realtors who've been listing, selling, and appraising real estate for over 50 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724. And when you go to jruddy.com, click on the webcam tab and get a live view of Dunmore Corners. You never know what you're going to see. Sometimes it's very interesting.
Very. View our listings, search the MLS listings, and listen to archive radio shows by going to mobile-friendly JRUDDY.com. That's JRUDDY.com, where we also have all the podcast apps that we feature this radio show on. And, of course, look us up on social media. Okay, Andrew Planey and Sean Jennings, partners in Scranton Cleanouts. Who are you? What do you do? Where do you go, please? Give me a little rundown, if you would.
Well, we are a locally owner-operator cleanout service that helps people clean out their houses. What is a little bit different with us than other hauling or trash removal companies is that we have a store called On and On in Scranton where we can resell a lot of the goods that we take out of the house, which brings down the price of the clean out.
Right. Let's talk about that. But before we do that, you go within a 40-mile radius of the city of Scranton, correct? To do these clean outs, which are primarily residential. Not that you don't do commercial, but right now, you've mostly focused on residential. If there was a commercial job, you may decide to take care of that, right? And then how long you've been doing this?
We've been doing this for about 7 years.
All right, good. Now, getting back to pricing. Okay. Let's talk about that.
Okay.
How does that work?
Well, what we do is we go to the location and we do a walkthrough. We look at how much, you know, items there are, how much furniture, is there an attic, is there a basement, are there a garage, an outhouse, you know, whatever we're going to have to go through. And then we decide on that, how long it's going to take us, how many guys we need, you know, dumpsters, are they needed? Just pretty much come up with an estimate about how much that's going to cost. So at that point, we have an estimate. If the client wants to go through with it, we ask that they put 50% down before we start the job. And then after we do the job, we take everything back that's usable back to our warehouse. We go through the things, find what is sellable and then what is donatable. We work with a local scrap recycler, which takes all of our metal and all that. So at the end of that process, we know how much we can sell. And then that comes off the price of the clean out.
And sometimes you've mentioned that there are times, and I don't know if it's frequent, infrequent, but where you're actually giving money back.
Sure. Yeah. There's a lot of people who have a lot of nice stuff in their house, kept good, you know, shape. And yeah, it's something that we could sell at the shop.
How happy are they?
Oh, right? Very, very
elated,
happy.
Right?
They, yeah. Some people know.
Yeah.
You know. So
sure.
It's a good thing. It's a good thing to see the items rather than just going into the dump, going to people that can use it or that people that are going to take it and cherish it just as much as their family did.
Right. They have another life, right? Yeah, that's great. So there are a lot of things that in the past, they're back, right? They're back and people want them. Like we pitched bags of things. This is why one should never get rid of anything.
That's right. We had the Savos on 15 years ago, and they said, don't throw anything out because you don't know the values. He said costume jewelry. He said plastics.
Huge.
He says they were, people would take it, oh, this is crap, you know, crap jewelry, and they throw it out. And they throw out all the valuable stuff. And they didn't know what they were doing. So call Andrew first.
Yes, that's good.
And Sean.
Before you start doing any kind of clean out yourself, thinking that you're helping with the process, you might be hurting yourself because of that. We were talking earlier, and Pat brought up about trains. That was something that a lot of people saved and at one point had really great value. Trains these days, the people who wanted them, they have them. So their value has diminished quite a bit.
Right. What were the ones that you liked?
American Flyer.
And then there was another one. Lionel. Oh, the Lionel. I would think that the American Flyer would be more valuable than the Lionel because they made more of the Lionel, right? No?
No. That's all right.
See where people get in trouble, right? Assumptions are made.
That's
right?
Where a lot of times research pays off. You know,
right. Oh,
which
yeah.
Takes time, but that's all.
Who
goes
has
into what
the
we
time?
Do.
Andrew?
Oh, I saw it on eBay for $300 and it never sold.
Oh, what was that show? The antique road show?
You
used to watch that, yeah.
Yeah, I was hoping to have a Rolex hidden in my drawer and be worth $50,000.
Does that happen often?
Not often. Not that you know, there's sometimes, like, one of the best things that we could find at a clean out would be, like, the metals, like gold and silver, because that's something that's easily sellable and really takes a big chunk off of the price of the clean out, you know. But then, you know, old china, big china hutches, broken pieces of furniture, hide a beds, that's something we do mostly donations with Friends of the Poor in Scranton, and they love hide a beds. They take a lot of the mattresses that are not overly used because Sister Anne there, she says that no child should sleep on the floor. So these are things that we can donate that people would normally throw out, but it's a good thing.
Right. So I thought there was a place, a very popular place that was a hotel, motel, resort, whatever you want to call it, in our area that not too long ago was demolished. And it was demolished... The structures, there were several of them. It was demolished with all of the contents of the rooms, dressers and beds. And I often think of how many people that could have benefited. And it was such a sin. And the piles of, you know, the demolition after the fact, and you'd see these broken mirrors and the dressers and the beds. And why? It would have been so easy to have a company come in and...
Well, and that's why we like people to give us a chance with this, because there are other companies in our area that can come and just remove everything and throw it right in a dumpster. And that's hard because there's not only value that they're giving away, but useful things that we know other people can use.
Right. Okay.
Right. It takes us a little more time to go through it all, but it's well worth it in the end. So.
Right. Yeah, I agree. So, you know, things that people think are valuable are coins, stamp collections, coins, like old coins, 1976, 77.
Stamps aren't worth anything. That's another thing. Add that to the list.
Uh-huh.
Everybody collected those in the 70s and didn't really retain the value.
All right.
And I mean, you're looking at gold and silver as broken pieces of jewelry that you would think just throw away, but there's value in that.
Yeah, what's gold going for? $3,000 an ounce? Yeah. Uh-huh. And how about, like, people that are the sports collectibles and memorabilia and Babe Ruth and I don't know anybody else.
Baseball cards?
DiMaggio or whomever.
I have a Mickey Mantle rookie.
A lot of that stuff that, again, once was collectible, not so much at the time, but you never know because a lot of stuff does come full circle. So we definitely have to take the time to do the research. Because a lot of times there may be something that we don't think, or you would look at it and not think of value, but once you start researching it, you find out it is something. So,
right.
You know, it's definitely interesting.
What's the most intriguing find? Well,
come on, give us the best. What's the best thing you've ever found?
That you were astonished by, maybe. That something that really surprised you.
We get astonished, I think, every day working on stuff. Just finding, you know, we'll go into homes that are maybe second or third generation homes. And it's their attics are like layers of its, you know, it was the great grandparents' stuff. And then in front of that, the grandparents shoved their stuff. And in front of that, the kids started shoving their stuff. And it's maybe stuff at the time that they didn't want and to deal with. But you go through those and you find a family history. You see, you know, local Scranton stuff is always good. There's a calling for that. You know,
Central Tech High School stuff, Bishop Hannon. Yeah.
A lot of yearbooks. Yeah.
Helmets or anything like that. There's a bar up in the Mid Valley that has, I think, all the helmets from the high schools from the football, maybe jerseys or something.
Anything Scranton, Dunmore, Jessup area related, people love that.
How about The Office? Is that still a thing?
Yeah, don't find too much office stuff in cleanouts. But yes, it's from On and On. We have a mural on the side of bed of Dwight Schrute.
Right.
And it's every day brings in tons of people from all over the world.
All right. Well, that's good. Yeah. That's great for you. Yeah. So what is something that's, there's a lot of people that like to collect things from Tweety to, you know, something maybe unique to them. I don't know. Is there anything out there that would be something people should consider collecting? I think about the people today now, the young mothers and families that have little girls, and I think of the American Doll collection and what they're paying for these dolls. It's, I mean, other than the enjoyment that they receive from putting it on a shelf and it getting dusty, is it going to have, I mean, time will tell if it's going to have any future value or worth, but like, what should I be collecting, Andrew, these days? What should I be looking for that's going to make me...
Gold and silver.
Yeah, yeah, well, other
precious
than that.
Metals.
Precious metals.
And cars.
That's
right. I'm going to have to buy another garage. I'm going to have to go to Century 21 Jack Ready.
What happened to that rule? Didn't we talk
Sean
about
has got
no
a call
car
for me.
Discussion
Sean
before we started recording today?
He gave me the I got a call for you sign, so...
Just get another garage.
There's things to be done.
No more. Everybody is dismissed. Thank you for your time today. We're out of time.
So,
in all seriousness, other than precious metals, is there anything out there worth like?
There's a, you know, a lot of furniture. If it's been kept well.
Yeah, condition is important with anything, basically.
Someone out there might be sitting on a gold mine, though, like an old washer, maybe. No. Okay.
Probably not. But,
an old cold,
you know,
stove? Anything?
No.
It's hard to single out a single item like that.
Well, and I'm thinking of the recent cleanout that we did. They had a whole bunch of Beanie Babies.
Beanie Baby craze. Yeah.
You know, some of those are worth a lot of money.
Yeah, that's what you told me, but then we started doing the research. Oh, and
maybe I'm stuck in the past.
You probably are. There's something else out there now, these furry things that they're all going gaga over. I forget what the name of it is. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so these things go. How about those spinner things when our kids were little? Remember those?
Don't see much value in those.
Okay. All right.
But we find all kinds of weird stuff at the cleanouts.
Yeah, a lot of the stuff is just people's personal preference of what they collected at that time period, so...
Pokemon cards?
80s and 90s are really big right now, even going into the
2000s. Uh-huh.
What about toys? Like Transformer toys, all of that stuff? Anything in particular jump out?
Yeah, I would say the Transformer toys. Any toys, again, now with people, as they grow up, want things of their childhood that they remember, so they're starting to seek those items out and collect them, and a lot of that stuff is still just sitting in these homes in the attics and packed away. You know, as we go in an attic, it's like a timeline. You can see the further back in the attic you go, the older the stuff, you know, and the decades are right there to pick through. And you see the different changes of what was popular and what wasn't, or what people just collected.
And that kind of reminds me, I remember we were doing this clean out in West Granton, and It was a woman who was you know, a little bit older. When we were doing the clean out, we said, "Oh, we're going to put everything aside, anything that we find that's family related or anything." She's like, "Well, could my daughter, when she was really young, her daughter was in her 30s, early 40s, but she lost this stuffed tiger." And she's like, if you find that, that's the only thing I want to find. And, you know, that's, like I said, we take everything back to our warehouse and we go through it. And sure enough, at a bottom of a bag of clothes that looked like trash, we found this, you know, this little tiger. And, you know, the woman couldn't be any happier. The daughter came from where she was to come get it. It's, you know, that's good stuff. That's a good feeling, because we know that other places might just let that go.
Right. Never given another thought. Mm-hmm. Right. That's sweet. Okay. But like toys in the past, they didn't have like all the safety requirements as the toys do today, even though they're usually from another country.
I want to get a set of lawn darts. Have you seen any lawn darts around?
Yes, I remember those.
We would throw them at our friends, see who could run away fast.
I mean, if we had those old toys, we'd be arrested, I think. But like,
yeah, I think they banned those.
I mean, seriously.
It was like a deadly weapon.
Oh, my God. How did we ever live through those days and survive? Yeah, right. All right. What about Star Wars?
Star Wars, good. Find some of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's people who usually have a bigger collection of that usually take it out before we get in. We see bits and pieces of it, but
how about dolls? Any dolls worth? No,
no.
Or wrestlers? Really. Remember, sure. Patrick had all those wrestlers.
It's a good rule of thumb if it's something that kids had when they were young. Like I was a skateboarder when I was young, and
I could see that.
I would go through these skateboards, so I wouldn't save them. It would break or chip and you would throw it away. Now, you know, they're worth a lot of money because kids want the skateboards that they had when they were younger.
I saved all mine. I still have mine.
Wow, really?
Yeah, BMX bike.
I'm going to do a clean out of your house next.
Well. Okay.
Yeah, when you're not watching, he's going to send you on a big job and you'll be gone for days and you come home and nothing will be there.
So I wanted to tell this one story about, we have two stories from this one house, but there was this, I would call her a rocker chick from the 80s. And we went and did the clean out. She was moving in with her daughter, downsizing, and she just had to get rid of everything. But she saved all the clothes that she wore during the 80s. And she was like a heavy metal girl. So it was all just, spandex and just different tops and everything. And it was great. Like she was like, I don't need this anymore. So it was a really good find for us. And then when going through other stuff that we cleaned out, we found pictures of her wearing all the clothes. And it's just, that was a cool thing. That's good sellable clothes, you know. She didn't have to pay for that clean out.
No, so. They probably didn't last very long on your racks.
Right.
Right, mm-hmm. Okay.
The old denim jean jackets with your favorite band on the back.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Led Zeppelin, Queen.
Somebody likes those bands.
Yeah, you're pushing my buttons. How about telephones? What about the old rotary phones? Is there a market for that?
Well, we found in doing our research with that you can still use those phones. Well, you can receive calls, but you can't dial out. So, you know, but no, not much of a market.
No, people don't.
Do you have a home phone?
We do. We don't use it.
Okay.
And if anybody calls it, my family knows not to call it. Because my mother used to come over to the house and she'd see the light blinking, the red light. And she'd be like, "Your light's blinking." I said, "Yeah, I know. We don't play it." We don't play our messages. I prefer to talk on a landline. I don't prefer to talk on my cell phone. When I'm home, I use my landline. I mean, to call out.
Okay.
I don't answer. So I need one of those rotary phones that actually does a call out. So
Andrew, I'll be by later. I'll be getting a rotary phone. I'll put it on her desk upstairs, and she won't be able to call anyone. I hope there's no emergencies.
Yeah. No. I don't know. I just don't like that phone next to my head all the time, the cell phone, but whatever. That's just me. I'm old school, Andrew.
That's all right. We have stuff for you at the shop.
All right. Andrew Planey, Sean Jennings, partners in Scranton Cleanouts. If you could please mention your other businesses and then contact information for Scranton Cleanouts.
Sure. I also am partners with my partner, Megan Passamato, at On and On, which is at 1138 Papouse Avenue in Pine Brook section of Scranton. We have, we're a marketplace of vintage and handmade. We have over 60 vendors, 7,000 square feet of just delicious vintage. Come by, check us out. Also across the street from that, we opened the Retro Cafe, where we serve light fare and coffee drinks.
Nice. And then the contact information for Scranton Cleanouts, please.
You can reach us at 570-591-1582. You can also check us out at scrantoncleanouts.com.
And this is for anybody that needs a cleanout, whether it's, you know, spring, summer cleanout of a garage or a house, getting ready to sell, whether you're going to sell or not. Mostly residential cleanouts you do, but you can tackle a commercial if it's within 40 miles of Scranton and you go out and see it's something you can take care of, right?
Right, that's correct.
Sean's still waiting for an old car dealership or parts store to clean out.
Right. We'll get to those right away then.
Right. Of course, you'd fit those right in.
Yep.
Well, I know a few garages that it's not a retail store, but it has a lot of stuff.
We do private garages also.
Yeah, yeah.
Personal collections, parts, cars.
Lots of good stuff.
Why are you looking at me?
Mm-hmm. Do you have a listing?
Yes, I do. I have a listing. If you've been looking for your dream home but can't seem to find it, have you thought about building? Well, we have almost 4 acres of land on Summit Wood Road in Roaring Brook in the Summit Woods development. This is a great setting that is a blend of nature and beauty. The property's been perk tested and it's ready to go. So don't let this slip away. You can build a home of your dreams. That's 3.8 acres of land in the Summit Woods development at Lot 61, Summit Wood Road in Roaring Brook for $42,000. And that's listed by Jessica Ruddy of our office.
You're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. We will resume in just a few moments. Are you ready to make your next move in the world of real estate? Look no further than Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, your trusted partner in buying and selling homes. If you're a homeowner looking to sell, Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate will ensure you get the best possible price in today's competitive market. And if you're in the market to buy your dream home, Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate will help you find the perfect place to call your own.
Congratulations.
We've adopted the popular saying, an educated consumer is our best customer. That's why since 2010, we've hosted the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate Saturdays at 11 a.m., Sundays at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 The Talker. Visit jruddy.com. That's J-R-U-D-D-Y.com or call 570-344-6724. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, where dreams find their address. Back in the studio with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with Pat Devaney. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Great. We are in with Andrew Planey and Sean Jennings, partners in Scranton Cleanouts. Thank you so much for being here with us last week and this week. So I was wondering, what's the weirdest find you've come across in all your years? You've been doing it 7 years. The weirdest.
Yeah. Okay. Let me think, because there's been a lot of weird things. Mm-hmm. But I would say one of the weirdest or most shocking things is, well, we found a dead person. So hear me out here. We, like I said before, we take all of the stuff that we find in a clean out and we put it in containers and we take it back to our warehouse. And my partner at On and On, Megan, she goes through a lot of the things when we go back there because we're back and forth with the clean out. So she's going back and she's separating. Okay, this can be donated. This might be something we can sell. Well, she found a big bag and there was all kinds of assorted stuff in it. And she found something and it was really heavy. And she was like, oh, this is great. What is this? Well, she opened it up and it was the mother of the person who we were doing the clean out for.
Ashes.
Yes, they're her ashes.
In a, so. In an urn or in a box or
just in
something.
A box.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So she thought this big box was something. Okay.
Yeah. She was. She was hoping for a a brick of gold, but it was grandma.
Oh my.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. That would be.
That's probably
a hard stopper.
Thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That is, and so, once again, let's recap what you are and what you do.
So Scranton Cleanouts is a company that will come in and if you have a house that's being sold or on the market or you just want a general clean out of your house, we go in and we will take care of pretty much everything, the contents of the house, furniture, trash, garage-related items, the garage itself, basement, any sheds, outbuildings on the property. We go through and we'll sort through, see what's of value, what can be saved, what can be donated. And at that point, we can give you an estimated price and actually give some money back towards the value of those items that we find to help bring down the cost. So we're not just the everyday clean out service that goes through and
like throws, a hauler.
Right. We take the time, we go through and research what's in the house, if there's things of value. We also will, as we come across personal items, put them to the side for the family. And, you know, by the time we're done, we help ease with the transition of them moving out of the house and make the overwhelming task that they were at first, put upon them, relieve them of that and the stress. So we try to help out in that way as well as, you know, cleaning out the house and...
you do it all, though.
We do it all.
You go in and you clean out everything. You don't leave some things behind.
The cabinets
behind.
Are empty.
Right.
The bathroom's
every little
empty.
Thing is taken out, and we go through it all and basically leave the house empty and broom swept. And
so you're not cleaners? You don't come in
no,
and
we leave it ready
clean
for,
the windows? And,
leave it ready for the next stage, which would be a cleaning service to go through and do that. But we do the contents, the bulk of it, and get it ready for that next step.
Yeah, we see a lot here in Scranton where there's people that have maybe been sitting on a family member's house for a matter of years, just, you know, paying for the heat, paying for the taxes and things, but it's time to do it. And it's like, we like to think that we alleviate that pain. We're going to go in there, we're going to empty it out, we're going to give them stuff that might be interest, and then... get it ready for sale.
Right. And, you have to be emotional. So I would think if I was in this position, I would need to be emotionally ready to do this and physically. And a lot of times, people are grieving or whatever, or the situation in life is not so. And life in itself is busy. Who has the time, right, to take on this monumental task? And that's where you come in. But you're not a moving company. You're not a cleaning company. You're not a staging company, and you do not pack and organize. Am I correct in those statements?
Yes.
All right. Okay. Andrew Planey, Sean Jennings, partners of Scranton Cleanouts. How does someone get in touch with you, please?
You can reach us direct at 570-591-1582. And also, you can check us out at scrantoncleanouts.com.
All right. Fantastic. Thanks again for coming in with us, Pat.
Yes, we have a beautiful 4-bedroom, 3-bath home at 410 Spandenberg Road in Jefferson Township for $369,000. This lovely home, it's got lake rights to Lake Spandenberg and Lake Loretta. The home has hardwood floors under the carpets, a fireplace, it's got a large 2-car garage, lots of storage space, and a finished basement, all in the North Pocono School District. That's a 4-bedroom, 3-bath home with lake rights at 410 Spandenberg Road in Jefferson Township for $369,000, and that's listed by Jessica Ruddy of our office.
Don't forget to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m., Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate at 94.3 FM The Talker.